I had another thing that I was gonna speak on tonight, and as many of you know, the Lord likes to switch up things on you sometimes just to make sure that you're in tune with God. Anybody know that he could do that? So he switched it up on me yesterday, and I felt this really heavy, and I was working on it this morning before prayer, and then Colton does his devotion this morning, and it just goes in line, some of it just in line with it. I just love the confirmation that God gives us when we're in tune with him. Philippians 4, 13 and 14 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do." Sorry, chapter 3. "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." Let me say that one thing one more time. "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching for those things which are before." Hallelujah. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of Christ in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. In these two passages of Scripture, Paul was telling them that they could find true joy, that they could find peace, and that they could find purpose in Jesus. That they could find love, to be able to love their neighbor as their self, to be able to be Christ-like. Not to be dependent in human accomplishments or in spiritual status. He wasn't telling them that to forget the things that you have done and to press towards the mark so you can be seen as some high spiritual person. But it's for us to not forget where we came from, but forget how we used to live and what we used to be, and press towards the mark of God in Christ Jesus to see where he's brought us from and be a testimony for the people that we're going to reach for. And there's many different things in the Bible where there's examples of people, men in the Bible, women in the Bible, that forgot the things which were behind them and pressed towards the mark of the high calling of God. Job, for example, Pastor was talking about it this morning, I believe. Somebody was, and Job, Colton was. Job, he's a mighty, mighty man of God. It talks about warriors in the Bible, that they're mighty men of God. But in my mind, Job was a mighty man of God. Through it all, through the struggle, through the hard times, through the pressure that the devil brought to him and life brought down on him, he was a mighty man of God because he pressed towards the mark of the high calling of God. Through it all, through his wife, through his friends, through the rest of his family, through the death of his land, of his animals, and of his children, he continued to press on towards the calling that God had on him. In Job 13 and 15, it says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Many of us know that. "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. This one thing I do, though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Job had that one thing in his mind, that he would serve God no matter what, that the devil would not bring him down when he brought situations on his life. Job had it in his mind, "This one thing I do, I'm going to serve you no matter what. I'm going to lift my head in the hard times. I'm going to press towards the mark of the high calling of God." Many other examples. For example, the woman with the issue of blood. The other thing that I was going to preach on was the woman with the issue of blood. And then just the confirmation of the other elder. And then I think it was Brother Zach started talking about the issue of blood when he preached that one time. Just many different confirmations. The Lord has been dealing with me on that topic a couple months. And then they go and preach that. And then just confirmation after confirmation. And I thank God for confirmation, and I thank God for conviction. If we don't have conviction in our life, we ain't got nothing. If we don't have God, we ain't got nothing. With the woman of the issue of blood, she in Mark 5, 24 through 34. If you want to turn, yes, you already got it. Thank you, Sister Sharon. It says, and Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. She had it for 12 years. There's many things that we battle for 2 years and we think we ain't going to get through it. But she had this for 12 years. She went through many physicians. She had suffered many things of many physicians. And had spent all she had and had nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she came and pressed towards him and touched his garment. When she had heard of Jesus and came in the press, she came into the press. She came into everybody. And she was pressing towards Jesus. Next one, please. And she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. And we know the rest of it. Where when she finally was able to touch his clothes, she was made whole. Through the rest of the scripture, it says that she was made completely whole. But she wasn't able to be made whole without pressing through the crowd, without pressing towards God. That was her mark that she set for that day when she heard God was coming. That was her mark that she had. When she heard he was in the city where she was tired of going to the physicians that she dealt with. She was tired of all of the sickness that she had. She knew she was broke and couldn't afford anymore. So she was like, I got one more option. I got one more person I can depend on to take this away, and his name is Jesus. God can take this away. She pressed towards the mark. That was her mark, and she pressed towards it, and God made her whole. There's many other ones. Noah's one of them. Adam was one of them. You can find different ones throughout the Bible that God tempted and then the devil tempted, but flesh also put them there. Noah with the time of the flood. There was faith that he had to have because there was no rain ever. And then God was like, build a boat because it's going to rain. So Noah had to have faith that it was going to rain. He didn't know what it was. God said, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. I don't know what it is, but I trust him. So I'm going to build a boat just how God told me to do it. I don't care who's going to go against me. I don't care what's going to go against me. I don't care if the devil puts a weight on me, which the devil did, but which was people's pressure of calling him a joke and other different things. Noah did not care because he was pressing towards the mark. He knew God wasn't no liar. So he was pressing towards the mark that God set for him. He built the ark. His family got on it. He got the animals on it, as we all know. And they went on there for 40 days and 40 nights. Yes, that was a struggle. As I said earlier, we dealt with things a certain period of time and think that we can't get through it. And I guarantee you, Noah thought the same thing because Noah was flesh. He was like, God, I'm going to need help. You said it's going to rain for 40 nights and 40 days. And I ain't got this and this and this. He was flesh, so he was worried about it. But he knew that God had it under control. God told him that y'all were going to be there for 40 days and be there for 40 nights. So he trusted God that we were going to get through it. And they got through it, and there was the rainbow that required faith. Being able to press towards the mark requires you to kill flesh and go in with it into spiritual maturity and in spiritual highness. You gotta grow spiritually when you press towards the mark. Because if you do it without God, you ain't getting nowhere. There's other ones in Philippians 4 and 7. I done got off of it. In Philippians 4 and 7, it says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. And going down to verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. It helps us understand that we aren't alone and that it gives us steps that we can go to be able to be closer to God. God gave us these things that we could follow to be a better vessel for the King, to be able to press towards the mark of the high calling of God. Brother Colton was talking about Nicodemus, or not Nicodemus, yeah. Nebuchadnezzar, yeah. He was talking about him. He was just full of pride. And then God gave him that dream, and Daniel told him about the dream and interpreted for him. And he still didn't listen. And then God told him that he was going to do this, and he didn't believe him. And God did it. So he was out there for 7 years. And then so on and so forth, he was able to come back. And he realized that this is God's kingdom. This isn't mine. I didn't build it myself. So I trusted in myself. I didn't have faith in God. I didn't believe that God did this. And he tore me down. So now I give this to God. I push all of the things that were behind me, and I press towards the mark of the high calling of God. I press towards the things. And Nebuchadnezzar did such. He praised God. And if you read on, I didn't really read on, but I'm sure that the kingdom flourished afterwards because he put it in God's hands. We've got problems in our lives that we need to put in God's hands, that we've tried to do it ourselves and it's done, went kaput. We tried to do it ourselves, and it's been a struggle for many years. It may have been a struggle for 2 years. It may have been a struggle for 12 years. But we tried to do it ourselves, as the woman with the issue of blood tried to do it herself and go to the physicians. But she didn't go to God the first time because she was doing it with the physicians, and she got tired of all of that and finally went to God about it. We could do the same thing. It may be a sickness, it may be a spiritual trouble, but we could do the same thing in our lives. We don't need to trust in man to get rid of our spiritual problems. They've got spiritual problems, and so do we. We've got to trust the one that works with the supernatural. We've got to work with the ones that work with the spiritual problems. And that, my friend, is God. And we all know his name is Jesus. And when we got a problem, we need to trust in the name of Jesus. When we got a problem, we need to call on the name of Jesus. Because Jesus saved his people. Jesus protected his land. Jesus brought the people out of the Egypt and brought them into the land of the promised land. What we could take from this one thing I do is search ourselves. Search me, oh God. Search me. If there's anything that is hindering my relationship with you, search me. God, I want to be a vessel for you. I want to do what you want me to do, because if I don't do that, who am I? I won't make it to heaven if I'm not intentional. And if I'm not intentionally making God my King and my one and only, I'm not making heaven my home. Search me, oh God, if there's anything hindering me from making it to heaven. God, take it out of me. If it's hatred, if it's something that I'm putting before God, if it's anything, God, take it out. Because I want to be a vessel for the King. Would you lift your hands right now? Hallelujah, Jesus. God, search me, God. Search me, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Won't you stand and lift your voice to the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. Come on, let's lift our voice to the Lord in this place. Come on, it's worth everything you lay aside for Jesus. Come on, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Everything, all of me tonight, God, hallelujah. Everything I give, Lord Jesus. Every lesser thing I surrender, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Would you join us around the front for a moment? Come on, let's come. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's say yes around the front to Jesus. Would you come and say yes to the Lord tonight, God?
I have made my decision.
Come on, press your way tonight.
My claim.
For you, Jesus.
I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed.
Come on, yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
At the cross before.
By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
I will serve the Lord.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it.
I have made my decision.
I have staked my claim. I've drawn the line in the sand.
I'll not be ashamed.
Matter your heart tonight.
By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
Yeah.
I have made my decision.
I have staked my claim.
I have drawn a line in the sand. I'll not be ashamed.
Come on, believe the Lord with us tonight.
Behind me and the cross before. By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I have settled, I have
settled the issue.
I have made up my mind.
I will go with him all the way
until the end of time.
Come on, make up your mind tonight, yes.
The world behind me and the cross before. By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I have settled the issue. I have made up my mind. I will go with you, Jesus, all the way until the end of time. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God,
come on, believe the Lord. Come on, trust him tonight.
I have made my decision.
I have staked my claim. I have drawn the line
in the sand. I'll not be ashamed.
With the world behind me and the cross before.
By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I have staked my claim. I have drawn the line in the sand. I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
I feel led in the Holy Ghost to do this tonight. Brother Chad, would you get me another chair over there? Amen. I need somebody, one of you brothers, just put this out here. When we as kids, we used our church, my pastor used to do this from time to time. And we were good kids, Pentecostal kids, raised in church. The Holy Ghost would fall on people. We call it the electric chair. But tonight, if you're going through something and you need strength, just put it right there, be fine. Amen. You need strength tonight in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want you ladies just to come gather around. I want you men to come move it and get it over here a little bit closer, Brother Chad, this way. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you need strength tonight. Be bold enough to say, church, pray for me. Sisters, pray for me. Amen. Be the first one or second one tonight. Amen. I want you to gather around and help me pray. I need some elders. Amen. To help me pray for these. Hallelujah, Lord, in your name. Hallelujah. Would you pray for strength? Would you pray for conviction? Would you pray for righteousness in the name of Jesus? Made my decision.
Oh, I have
staked my claim. I have drawn the line in the sand.
I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross.
Come on, we got so much for us. If God God's for you. Who could be against you?
I will serve the Lord. I have made my decision.
I have staked my claim.
I have
drawn the line in the sand. God, right now, Lord, let it be. Let every issue be settled.
I will go with Him all the way until the end of time. With the world behind me and the course before, by the grace of God.
Hallelujah. Come on, man, pray. Hallelujah. Believe the Lord with us. Hallelujah, Jesus. I got to win this. I got to win. I got to make it.
All the way until the end of time. With the world behind me and the course before. By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I have made my decision.
Another sister next to you, pray with that person. Hallelujah. Pray with that person.
Thank you.
have staked my claim. I have drawn the line in the sand. I'll not be ashamed with the world behind me and the cross before. By the grace of God,
I will serve the Lord. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I won't go. I won't go back. I can't go back.
I want you to pray for Sister Perez that God would touch him this month with, we believe the Lord for Andrew's trial. We prayed this morning, but I want you to pray for our sister. Sister, come sit. Amen. We're going to pray the coverage of the Holy Ghost over your son. Amen. The power of Jesus. Amen. Y'all pray together for our sisters.
Right now, yeah. Right now.
Oh, let's thank the Lord. Lift your voice with me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your voice. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We lift our voice to your hearts, to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to go back. Amen. I'm ready to go forward in Jesus Christ. 52-day pamphlet in the foyer. If you haven't got one of these, we begin on the 12th on a Monday. We'll go 52 days. Consecration, we're asking you to join with us. And weekly fasting, dietary commitments, sacrificial giving, physical strength buildup, mental things that you discipline yourself. And if you can, this month, many people not readers, but along with your Bible reading, if you would find a Bible-based book to read, if you're saying, Pastor, I'd like to find something. Amen. If you're married, you need something for your marriage, to build your marriage and invest in your home. Your children matter. Your spouse matters. And daily, I want you to find somebody daily to do something intentionally good. This is Cross White and I. We picked through the whole year different ones that we're focusing prayer on. This month, two ministers that we've already sent cards to, we're praying for, and we're believing the Lord to help them. Amen. And if you would find intentionally every day somebody just to encourage, somebody to reach to, you'll be amazed in giving. Amen. When you give, the Lord always, amen, you give to give, and God always blesses. Be a blessing. So we want you to be part of this. Amen. And here at the church, make up your mind that I'm going to do something for the kingdom of God at the church. Even if it's just after service, and I'm going to police my area that I sit or look around. If there's something on the floor or a chair out of the way, I'm going to straighten. Just a little bit. It's amazing what you would do. Amen. And it is a blessing. I want to say on behalf of our church family, thank you to everybody that does serve, everybody that does take part some way and somehow in the work of the kingdom of God. Thank you very much. Amen. For taking time, and those that work in places that you don't even see. I appreciate that. This church is not a lazy church. You're a giving church and a working church. And I thank God for that. Amen. Tuesday nights, our midweek teaching. And we break the bread, and Tuesday night is an important service because we want to grow. Every service should be an important time. Amen. You see somebody not here tonight, give them a text. Amen. Let them know that we miss them in the house of God. Amen. They need to be here. Everybody that is physically able, amen, needs to be in the house of the Lord. So encourage them. God bless you. We want to go to heaven. How? You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Brother Brent. Amen. For delivering the word of the Lord. Friday, the men will be leaving from the church to go to Jennings at 10 a.m. God bless you. Have a great evening.
We are meeting with everybody that wants to help with Children's Church. Whether you've been doing it all the time or you want to new, Tuesday night after service, we're going to meet right over here for about 10 minutes.